Could you just very briefly outline your background and why you want to stand for the Nominet board?
So I'm Peter Greville, and I've been running internet services since about 2000. And I've been involved in the Nominet sort of policy process previously. And I think that Nominet solved a lot of all its difficult issues. So it's exchange letters with ICANN. It's well recognised by the government. The DRS works reasonably well. So a lot of the sort of, you know, the day-to-day issues of actually registering domain names are now pretty much sorted out. There are two things, though, that are still outstanding. The first is a lot of the technical developments at Nominet, you know, in terms of making life easier for tag holders and registrars, seem to have sort of gone by the wayside. I know they're, you know, the techies at Nominet are working, but they're not. Things aren't happening as fast as possible, and I think the board has been a little bit remiss in terms of not pushing fast enough on that. The second thing on the technical front is that Nominet's made some changes which make life quite difficult for the big registrars doing high volumes of domain registration.
And that's what you mean by, in your statement, that the policy changes at Nominet have far-reaching implications. Is that
right? Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, let's say, you know, if I query Nominet's Whois system a million times a day, that might be because I'm looking for domain names that are about to expire and I want to go and re-register them, you know, drop-catching, yeah. Or it might be that I've built a registration system that is actually registering a million domains a day.
So what would you, if you were on the board, what would you suggest?
I think we need to look at why that is. I think we need to understand our registrar's business models. So we need to say, is one abuse and one's legitimate, you know, and we can match revenue against activity there. If we get on and implement a few other registry features, and if we provide drop catchers with a drop catching mechanism, and we provide the high volume registrars with a high volume interface, then they won't need to sit around and solve all these sort of, you know, quote, abusive type activity.
One element which may count against you is that you were proposed by your own firm, and seconded by PIPEX, and of course PIPEX, among a lot of members at Nominet, is not they're not the happiest with it because of what happened at the EGM.
Yeah, I mean, I don't speak for PIPEX, but my understanding is that the problem was that Nominet bundled together a number of different proposals, and then the voting was set up so that you could, it was an all or none situation. We broadly support these initiatives in an individual basis, but not together as a whole. And the second thing to say is that obviously the big registrars, being in a position where they control a large number of votes, wouldn't like to have that position diminished, because everybody likes to be in control. However, I pointed out to a couple of the big registrars that we've gone from a situation where there are two big registrars required to block votes, down to a situation where there are four big registrars required to block votes. So on a practical basis, if you really, really don't like something that Nominet's going to do, it's not going to be that difficult to block it.
People are going to say, why do the big registrars need someone on the board when the big registrars have tremendous sway simply by being very big registrars?
Well, I don't know how much sway they do have because they're all quite busy running their businesses and worrying about their shareholders and everything. They haven't typically been that involved in the Nominet process, which is the sort of the next theme in my statement, that we need Nominet to carry on developing the systems that we need as the communication industry grows. And so, okay, we have, as big ISPs, and myself included, we have quite good operational relationships with Nominet. We need Nominet's future. We need to be more involved in Nominet's future direction so that we can keep this brilliant, independent, well-run registry going, but to sort of make Nominet keep going and carry on with all the other bits and pieces that are going to be important in the next generation of communications infrastructure.
Okay. Thank you very much, Peter.